It's time to check in now with our traveling correspondent, comedian Tom Papa, in a segment we call Out in America. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, Chris. On behalf of Live From Here, I'm continuing my journey across the country, trying to shine a light on all the good people in America. This week, I traveled to Springfield, Massachusetts. They call it the City of Firsts because of the innovations that Springfielders brought to the world. The first American English dictionary, the first gasoline-powered automobile, and this is where basketball began, as a game played by awkward white guys in their underpants. But ever since developers built Route 91 over the top of this city, it's easy to drive right by it. However, if you manage to take one of the Springfield exits, you'll find a pretty great place. I started my day off looking for breakfast in an old coffee shop. The place looked like it should have been shut down years ago, and after 10 minutes of standing at the counter, waiting for service, I started to think that maybe it had. Have you ever been left alone in an empty restaurant and decided if no one came out in 10 seconds, you're going to steal the bowl of mints and make a run for it? I have. But with 2 seconds to go, a mean-looking waitress came out. Her name tag read Meg, which I had time to read while she stared me down without saying a word. I assumed she wanted me to order, so I asked for 2 eggs over easy. She looked at me stunned, as if I had ordered a car from a flower shop. She snapped her gum and said they ran out of eggs. Have you ever had a diner with no customers tell you they were out of eggs, and you started to realize this might be a front for laundering drug money? I have. She told me they still had some oatmeal and gave it to me in a paper cup with separate packs of raisins, nuts, and berries that I had to assemble myself. Here I was in an old American town that was built on hospitality, and now I had to make my own breakfast and eat it with a plastic spoon that came in a bag. Have you ever eaten lukewarm oatmeal that tasted like you were kissing an old man? I have. Why do some old men have such horrible breath anyway? The kind of breath that walks across the room and punches you right in the face. The kind of breath that melts an Altoid the second it comes out of the tin. I was disgusted and felt trapped, so I tossed some money on the table and told her I had to go outside for a smoke. Have you ever been so jealous of a smoker's ability to walk out of any situation and be alone for a while that you started pretending to smoke yourself? I have. No one questions smokers when they leave. They could be in the middle of a grand jury investigation and simply get up and head for the door. As I stood on the sidewalk, sucking on my pen, I saw an old German country restaurant across the street. I put out my fake cigarette and went inside. It looked like something out of Hansel and Gretel, if Hansel and Gretel ran a bar under a highway overpass in Springfield, Massachusetts. I grabbed a stool and looked at the menu filled with heavy German food and giant beers, but I felt prepared. I've been rereading Jim Harrison's book, A Really Big Lunch. He was a great American writer who ate and drank with reckless abandon. He lived in the moment, and that moment was often filled with French wines, fat-filled food that he often hunted himself, and lots of cigarettes. He is my current inspiration and dietary life coach. His heart gave out at 78. In Jim's honor, I ordered a giant stein of beer and a plate full of knockwurst, bratwurst, and mini sausages. As soon as I placed the order, I felt more manly than I have in months. That's when I met Karen. She was in her early 60s with big pink tinted glasses and a blonde wig. She was drinking a beer out of an ornate beer stein with a metal lid. She said she sneaks in here once a week when her husband is out riding his bicycle around. He was never into cycling before, but now it's all he does, and she doesn't like it. This is a man who used to ride a Harley in a biker gang, she said. Now he pedals around in tight pants and a funny helmet. We toasted to our lack of exercise and ordered another round. Have you ever gotten so drunk in a German restaurant in the middle of the day that you found yourself yelling Ricola to your new friend until beer came out of her nose? I have. Karen laughed and said I was cute. If I was a couple years younger, you and I could have some real fun. I thanked her for the compliment, but said it probably wouldn't be a good idea with her ex-biker husband pedaling around. Oh, please, he'd never even notice. That's the thing about marriage, she said. You get married to have someone to make love to. Then it turns into someone to watch TV with. And it ends up being someone you only talk to when you're trying to figure out how the thermostat works. Have you ever leaned in to kiss an older woman from Springfield and knocked a bratwurst into her lap? I have. She said that was the most action she'd had in years, and she bought me another beer. After eating, drinking, and laughing, it was eventually time for me to leave. She didn't want me to go, and I couldn't come up with an excuse, so I just told her I had to go outside for a smoke. I was a little shaky as I headed toward the hotel, but still managed to walk into a bakery in search of lobster tails, which are an Italian New England pastry that looks like a croissant mixed with a cream puff in the shape of a lobster's behind. Have you ever been in a bakery and thought about putting your face into a display of lobster tails, and when a police officer stood you up, you realized you had actually done it? I have. Later that day, as I laid down on my bed with a pastry box on my belly and a bottle of Burgundy at my side, I knew that somewhere the mighty Jim Harrison was looking down, smoking a real cigarette and smiling at me. Until next time, this has been Tom Papa out in America.
It's a good one, Tom. Let's hear it for Tom Papa. Make sure to check Tom's tour schedule to see when he will be visiting your town at tompapa.com.